What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's a huge honor, huge opportunity to be able to be in an All-Star game for one, and to start the All-Star game is, you know, unbelievable. So glad I can, you know, stick with my normal routine and go out there and pitch. It's going to be fun.
I know the feeling. As a guy that's pitched in multiple celebrity softball games, Paul.
Took your first L last night.
Not really my fault, but that's okay.
Some hypotheses floating on the YouTube channel comments that you started off the show so full of vinegar because you took an L last night. You got rocked. Doran took you out of the park.
No,
not out of the park. Over the temporary.
Yeah, it was a legit
fencing.
Home run.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah. And so people are saying you have not, as Clint Hurdle would have said, showered well after that performance.
I didn't shower until this morning.
Did you sweat a lot last night?
Callis didn't shower at all. Slept on the couch here. Did the show. And hopefully showered after that. And he sweat through, I think, 3 shirts.
He slept on the couch having not showered?
Yeah, because he went to the after party.
I'd sooner sit on the casting couch than that one.
Fifteen minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Peters Township. Top that one. 93 degrees right now in Atlanta. And that is the weather for tonight's All-Star game. Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. So, I looked up what Donnie wrote down for our thoughts on Skeens pitching in the All-Star game last year.
Like hours, an actual diary type of thing.
Hours like, before. Really? Yep. Hours before first pitch.
Okay.
Here's the tone of the conversation we were having. Paul Skeens has stolen the headlines around Major League Baseball. He has quickly become one of the best pitchers in baseball, but it comes with negativity from the cynics. The idea that the Pirates will either blow this time with Skeens or just groom him for one of the big market teams. This clouds over how some people want to view him in a positive lens. Those people were clairvoyant. I don't know who we were talking about or if we even felt that way, but the thought that we were on the air before the All-Star game, presumably saying, hey, I feel like whenever we talk about the Pirates in an uplifting story, like here's a success story in Paul Skeens, there are a big chunk of Pirates fans who are saying, what's the big deal? They're not going to win with him, and he's going to pitch someday soon for the Yankees or Dodgers. I would assume, just based on those notes, that last year we were trying to maybe talk down those people or tell those people to shut up.
Enjoy the moment,
yeah.
or don't get so far. Oh, yeah, I think, in fact...
A year later, I say that those people...
Yeah. Gotta hand something. It to, it's the old bit about gotta hand it to the haters. The haters got this one exactly right. Yeah. I remember last year, Pony, now that you've said that, it jogged something in my brain where I think I was kind of taking an occasionally annoying Malzy stance where I was doing the lecturing tone and saying, people, he is a rookie starting in the All-Star game. Like, stop and smell the roses, even if only for tonight. Like, just for tonight. Appreciate that you are watching something you will very literally probably never see again, like the level of dominance. You're right, those people were onto something.
And just to talk about my own personal feelings on where we are now, fast forwarding to today and tonight, I still feel that stop and smell the roses thing with him. Like, cherish the fact that he is a Pirate starting pitcher and he's this good and we're never going to see anything like him again. But here's the difference. I no longer have cling to hope that he's going to be the guy who turns the franchise around. I did last year because they didn't seem like they were that far away last year. They were a 500 team. They were an average baseball team. And Skeens had only pitched for 2 months. He wasn't on the team for the full year.
This is just the beginning. It's going to get better. They'll make it better.
And not to bring Cruz back up again, but I am. Cruz was also just a few months back from his broken ankle with the idea that, hey, like, eventually he's going to get more in rhythm and he's going to shake the rust off. And then you're going to be able to build around these two guys. And I don't feel like you can build around Cruz. I think he's a nice player. I think he's more complimentary player than star player. And I don't think they have the minor league system, or I don't think they have the attitude in free agency to go out and supplement Skeens the way that I did at this time last year.
Well, the disappointing thing is twofold for me, and it to go off of what you just said. They spoke from the owner on down, and he did put his name on this, so I'm not inventing things. He spoke many times in broad but sometimes pretty specific terms about the urgency he felt to win. Like, the fact that he implied from the owner's box that, like, hey, the guys who work for me are on kind of double secret probation here. They know they've got to get it done. This offseason was a case study in fact, not getting it done. So far, only one guy in that management structure, Derek Shelton, has actually paid for it with his job. His direct boss, Ben Cherington, got to announce it, which suggests that he's on pretty firm ice still. And then to go to the other part of this that is very much on Cherington, like, it's not, when you draft players, it really is not about, are you a small market team? It's, can you identify talent? Because they've changed the draft format, because the Pirates used to actually spend too much money on, like, Josh Bell and guys like that. Connor Griffin is it. He just got dinged up or whatever, but he's the one guy they've got that everyone agrees.
In an all-star game.
What's that?
Yeah. In an all-star game.
He's the one guy they've got, though, that everyone agrees looks like a future, like, superstar position player. Where's the cavalry? We already know that they spent one offseason not acquiring the cavalry. Where is it on the front where Ben Cherington has some modicum of, like, a level playing field here, man? He drafted Henry Davis 1-1, and it's been a horrible bust of a pick. He's been almost as bad as a number one pick as Skeens has been great. There's so little to show for anything that they've done in their minors. Do you feel like Termar Johnson's anything other than maybe an okay major leaguer at best someday?
No, not right now. If you can't succeed at double A, why am I going to feel like you're going to get better once you reach the big leagues?
How many guys have they had come up through double A rocketing up through there as hitters?
He's not rocketing up through
there. No. I'm asking broadly. Like, did Gonzalez tear it up there?
Well, Henry Davis did, and then they skipped triple A, and we ended up seeing that he was...
I've seen people who follow their minor league system somewhat closely and observe it say that, like, hitters go to die in double and triple A, specifically with the Pirates. If a guy's hitting before that, he'll get to double A and suddenly not be able to hit. So, like, I guess the point is, those people, like that feeling of, instead of building around Skeens, they are going to squander Skeens, comes back down to two people. Don't talk to me about urgency if you're not willing to have your people spend that way in the offseason. And don't talk to me about urgency if you're Ben Cherington, which he has also done, if you have done such a horrible job of acquiring young, cheap talent.
Donnie, how does it make you feel that they're blowing this with Skeens? And that the people, the haters that we were trying to tell to put a cork in it last year right now look like they're right.
Yeah, haters are up 1-0 on this one, and they're probably going to go up 2-0.
If they're up 1-0 on the Pirates, that's all the run support they need. I mean, that's just, it's a bummer, Donnie. What part of it, like, personally has, like, hurt the most to acknowledge, Don? Like, what aspect of it, like, when you go back and think about how you felt?
Now, that's a very introspective question, Malzi. That's like a therapist. You're talking about casting couches. That's a therapy couch question right there.
Well, I mean, like, I think that, like,
really getting deep,
like,
with him.
More just to the specifics of it. I guess maybe not, like, personally hurt him, but, like, what part of the Pirates' failure to do anything around Skeens, like, what specific element has bothered you the most? Because honestly, Pony, for me, it's that they've been so bad under this regime drafting and developing. Because I never come in with the expectation that they're going to spend big money in free agency, but I have built up an expectation that maybe they can be really good at finding the right young players. And to see that they have been so bad in that respect, that's what I'm getting at here with Don.
I disagree with you on that. I think the most disappointing part of this is that Tommy Pham was their biggest free agent signing the year after this guy won the Rookie of the Year and looked like he was going to be the best pitcher in baseball, less than $1 million. That's what irritates me the most.
Yeah, I think it's just their overall lack of effort.
I come back when I think
because
about...
Because the drafting and developing is not a lack of effort thing. It's just getting it wrong.
I know,
it's just not getting it right.
Do you think that the drafting and developing for them, though, is more important than the spending?
Yes.
That makes it more frustrating to me. We just had Buck O'Dan say that. It is more important for them, and the fact that they get it so wrong bugs me to no end. You know what really bothers me? How on earth the teams like the Dodgers, who have every advantage at the major league level, probably have, at worst, a comparable, if not a better, farm system than the Pirates?
But that's an easy one to answer. I think that's, people bring that question up, and they're stupefied by it. I'm not.
What is the answer,
if they
then
spend more on players, then they spend more on their front office and scouting staff? Why would their spending just stop with the players on the field?
No, you're right.
They spend more money on the people behind the scenes to build that team, too.
Here's the other problem I just thought
of. Why do you think somebody like Andrew Friedman...
Those people also want to work there.
Right. Why do you think Andrew Friedman leaves the Rays for the Dodgers? It's not a lateral job. One pays more than the other. That's why you do it.
And just
they
like
pay
we
their
talk
scouts
about a,
more than
just
the Pirates
like we talk
do.
About a tax where if you want to get a guy to come here, you've got to pay them extra compared to what the Dodgers would have to. You'd have to do the same thing for those guys. But apparently the Pirates do lead the league in analysts, if we're led to believe how Ben Cherington spent his offseason money. They got more analysts than you can shake a stick at.
Paul Skeens pitching in his second All-Star game tonight. How does that make you feel? 412-928-9370. Malzi asking very deep probing questions. Like, what's the thing about the Skeens team failure that has bothered you the most in these 2 years? Or 1 year since he was in the All-Star game last year? 412-928-9370. Text us on that number. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll have a Bucco auction house later this hour.
Ooh.
Plus what Tony Clark, the president of the Players Association, had to say about a salary cap. But first,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Listen to the PM team whenever you want, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also check out Donnie Football's sit-down interview with Pat Freiermuth. Breaking Bread, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. Had a cheesesteak sandwich with Saloni's bread at the Cam Hayward event last night. That was my pregame meal.
Did you feel like you ate the right amount of food for your pregame meal? You don't want to be too heavy out there. You don't want to feel like you don't have energy.
I listened to Cam Hayward's plea.
Basically... People are there
to watch the hitters and not the pitcher. So, okay, I'll groove it. I grooved it for the first inning. They scored the maximum amount of runs, 5.
You said no more.
Well, then I quickly realized that our team was not going to be able to keep up in a game of home run derby, let's call it.
Okay.
So I had to adjust, and I made a decision. I made an executive decision without consulting him, which was, now I'm going to pitch to make sure we stay in the game, because I don't think people want to watch 25-4 game.
I think you're underestimating the degree to which they want to watch that if you're the one giving up the 25.
They want to watch Cam Hayward's team, it's named after him, lose by 20 runs.
Well, I think... You think Cam would have ever come over to you and been like, hey, all right, I know I said give up some home runs, but you don't have to be just throwing batting practice
out there.
Donnie,
what do you think? I mean, did I make the right call adjusting on the fly and starting to get guys out instead of trying to find sweet spot home runs for them?
Yeah, because like you said, our team would not have had a shot. It would have been like 20-3 in the midst of a couple
Donnie,
of innings.
Donnie, could you tell Pony flip the switch out there? You're in the manager's seat. Did you say, uh-oh, now he's throwing the cheese?
That, but also the defense fortunately settled down a little bit because the nerves were absolutely out for that first inning.
You
it
know
was
what,
brutal.
You know what switched it for me? You know what got the competitive juices going? We're getting our brains bashed in, and Matt Light, the comedian, came up to bat with batting gloves on. And I said, you know what? If this is how we're going to play this, I'm putting an unlimited arc on these pitches, and let's see if you guys can hit it or not.
Serious question.
Yep.
The balls they use for this, are they the ones that if you like hit them a certain way, they'll just go straight up in the air, basically? Like where you have to know how to hit them, or else you'll hit what amount to, you'll swing through out your shoes and hit a lazy
these
fly
were not,
ball.
These were not juiced balls.
No. There are like gimmicked softballs that are designed where if you think you're going to swing for the fences, they go straight up in the air after a while and come straight
down.
No,
these were more the softballs that they'd use in a girls' high school game.
Okay. Who was the most surprising fielder?
Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC. 56.
What?
Yes.
How old?
He's 56 years old. And he was probably, after Alex Highsmith, our best player. Would you agree with that?
Easily. And I didn't have to worry about if a ball got hit in his direction, I did not have to worry about
it. I didn't have to worry about it. He was the man, the wily manager in the dugout.
I put his name in ink. What position was he playing?
Left field.
Man, 56 is pretty impressive to be moving around like you guys are describing.
And he
here.
Said to me before we played, first of all, could not have been nicer.
Well, that's good. I always like that. That's good to hear. Because he's pretty, honestly, man, we're
wanted
talking
to talk
like,
to us.
We're talking level of fame here, Pony.
That surpassed probably everybody on the field at some point. And he said, yeah, I take these games pretty seriously. I was in Mike Modano's celebrity softball game and I broke my hand. And so when he told me that, I'm like, we got a ball player here. You know?
This guy's bringing his lunch pail.
You're either breaking your hand because you have no athletic bones in your body, or you go all out in these games.
Yeah.
So, thankfully, it was the other one. And you know, Jack Sawyer didn't want to play the field because he had something going on, so he caught me. He was part of the battery.
Okay.
And Highsmith is a guy that could have played in college, so he handled his own, but. I mean, frankly, Devin McCourty was at shortstop. I don't think Devin McCourty could throw the ball from short to first. Great guy.
That's interesting.
But couldn't really get the ball there.
Somebody made a ridiculous... Harrison hit a ball right... A comebacker to Callis that I guess, what, Harry deflected? And then somebody made a ridiculously nifty...
It was a 1-4-6 put out. It went off... It kicked off like Harry's foot, then went bounced up off the mound to Christian Kuntz, who flipped it to Doran
that,
for now.
I got to be honest, that was a very nifty play, especially by Kuntz, and Doran seemed to anticipate where he'd be, but Kuntz made a little like backhanded
Callis
flip.
Pitched in a celebrity softball game with a windup, and people got on me for taking it too
seriously?
Wait a
minute, like a major league pitcher's windup or like a fast pitch softball pitcher?
No, like a major league pitching windup.
Oh my God, just stand on the rubber and throw the ball.
He was going over his head with his glove like he was Tom Seaver. Before every pitch.
How does that help you throw a softball? Stand on the mound, you know.
And guys hated it, Donnie.
Did
Harrison not want to beat him up?
Yeah, James Harrison was not a fan, and that's like the last guy on earth I'd want to make mad.
Mr. Harrison, I'm just doing my best.
Used a few obscenities in the dugout to describe Callis' pitching.
I think that's like, I actually give you credit, Pony, and I have throughout all these years, although it was funny that you just turned into like the most unhittable pitcher ever until last night by design. It is hard to throw that ball in like a good sweet spot to like actually make the game move along, let people have a fair chance to hit. It's hard to throw them with the right amount of arc.
So I don't disagree with that because it's giving me a compliment, so I'm going to take it. But there's really... You can either go the super high ball, which most softball leagues don't allow you to do, and just try to drop it on the plate, which is what I did to the guys after the first inning. And I think Doran was really the only guy that like ultimately ended up squaring that up. Then you do what Callis did, which is you throw a ball that like is a worm burner that never gets up off the ground.
Sounds like he was throwing fast pitch softball then.
He pretty much was. Like, the height of the pitch coming in was at the belt of the guys, like, or lower. Everyone.
I would think that would be a lot easier to hit, though. Because you don't have to, like, worry about timing it where it's going to be and uppercutting it or doing whatever. You just start hitting screaming line drives at them.
Yeah, but you can't load up for those. Part of, like, the real, like, the great softball players you see like that.
Yeah, they load up, and then they let it go.
They twist back and then step into it and swing.
I love those softball home run derby videos. Those guys just like they're hitting the ball 550 feet. Come on, Callis. What are you doing, though?
Well, Callis was in it to win it. I gave him the middle finger after the game.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
In front of people?
I did. Yeah. I mean, at that point, they were all mad at me because I caught the ball from Doran's kid.
What were you supposed to do? Drop it?
So a couple things with that. Number one, his kid's what, 10?
If that.
So, I mean, great athlete. He takes after Doran, but he's out there with grown men, and there's balls getting hit off the bat with like 150-mile-per-hour exit velocity.
Was he playing in the field, too?
No, but I'm saying if he gets on base...
Yeah, he's got screamers coming at him, potentially.
I don't want him getting hurt in a game like that.
I actually agree with you. I think that's a very... That's a very responsible
thing. You want to put a game like that to an end and make sure it never returns? Have a 10-year-old get hurt in it. So that's the first thing. Not that it would have happened, but there's always the chance. And then I said to him, like, I've seen the videos your dad posts on Instagram, how he works you. If you had a line drive like that back to your dad, he's catching it.
Correct.
Doran Dickerson's not a kid that plays one-on-one basketball with his kid and lets his kid win.
Oh, no. Doran, when I was beating him at horse at the Fan 5 alarm, just proceeded to do everything short of dunking that he knew I could not physically do just to win.
I fully back what you did, Pony.
Yeah, I think you made the right move.
The whole stadium booed me.
Yeah,
right?
I don't care. I think that's when you just got to take the L and
be like,
I'm in the right.
And I cheered you on. Yeah. I said, great play, Pony.
You had his back. You were like Donnie Kelly. Derek Shelton, if you were like him, you'd have stayed right in the dugout and not said a word. But you had his back like Donnie Kelly.
And then Cabali told me that Kuntz was MFing me because he hit a ball back to me and I ran the ball to first base and he thought that that was disrespectful.
That kind of is, but that's also funny.
Callis did that to somebody.
Why did you...
Callis did that to a girl.
Wait, and he beat the girl to first base?
Yeah, that's actually probably the bigger story there. You know who actually made some nimble plays? Crowley.
Really?
Crowley made some spindly plays out there. He looked like Mike Benjamin back in the day.
Jeez.
He really did.
No pork chop sideburns, of course.
But yeah.
So Crowley's got a little bit of athlete left in him.
I don't know if he ever had any athlete in him to begin with.
Well, he has to have, if he's making some nimble plays out
there. I know,
there.
But think about how low you set the bar for him in things like this. So the fact that he
ended up like walking off the field under his own power, I'm impressed.
Yeah. And I'm not sure Doran did.
Well, that would suck.
I hope Doran's okay. I think Doran might have suffered an injury in this
I saw the video of him rounding the bases seemingly normally, and then he got to home plate, and it looked like he took a bad step. When anybody does that, I like immediately feel empathy because I worry about doing that all the time now.
Because of your knee problems over the years.
Yeah. You don't want to be the guy who's 40 years old who feels like he's got chronic knee problems. Trying to avoid that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
All right, folks, it is time for another trip inside the Bucko Auction House. I believe off the air, Chris was updating some of the scores in Bucko Auction House.
Yeah, I got bad news for the pony haters out there. Donnie, bad news for us. We might have screwed up royally and forgotten how this All-Star Game format worked, or maybe been haunted by ghosts of Pirates' performances past in the Derby. He got one of the easiest wins in history last night.
Oh, the Cruz home runs.
Over 15. What did he hit, 34?
We hit 21 in the
first round. You hate Paul. You hate O'Neill Cruz so much. You're hate watching it. You're like the guy on Twitter that has a mask with a smiley face, and your veins are bulging out of your neck behind it.
You like it.
Or you're like
that
kid in high school class who's like sitting at a desk and his face is popping.
That kid's weird looking in that picture.
I like that meme.
That kid. That's got to hurt the. Call a vascular surgeon though for that kid.
Yep.
Man. Anyway, you had it at over 15. Man, you walked through that door. That was an easy one.
That's why I said it was cool to watch last night.
Although they were worried about him calling timeout too early, and then he did get on an absolute heater after he called the first timeout in the first round.
And it's a good thing he did it, and man, to quote Jeff Hathorn, if only they could extend him, and Paul Skeens would look at that extension and say, this makes me want to sign an extension, and then you get two for the price of one.
There's a non-zero chance that Jeff, the nicest guy in here who everyone respects uniformly, comes in here and just punches you out.
Why? It's
the
his
end of
terrible
the show.
Take, not mine.
Yeah, you're just the one who continues to bring it back up.
And man, that would set the place ablaze.
What?
Hathorn knocks out Filippone.
That would be like, it would be like the picture of Ali standing over
you
Liston.
Say it like you're rooting for it to happen.
You imagine Jeff,
I mean, you have plenty of experience getting punched like in the face. You always talk Boom. About that.
Yeah, I don't know why you want it to happen. I oftentimes say how much it hurts.
This one, I think, would hurt more because you wouldn't be drunk when it would happen.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, you know. I think being drunk makes it a little easier, I would presume.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, fresh off a win in the Bucko Auction House, we start the ceremonial second half of Bucko Auction House. Beginning with O'Neill Cruz, second half home runs. I'll go with one.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
Jack, you can let the auction house music go a little bit higher. While these guys are
You want to hear the sounds of the auction house saloon. Yeah.
There we go. Perfect, Jack. Very good job he's doing, by the way, in his first foray running the show here.
And people are loving his hair on YouTube.
He looks like a young Alfred Molina.
He looks like a young Benji Molina.
Benji?
He looks like a young Jose Molina.
Are the Molina brothers the best fat athletes of all time?
Yadier lost all that weight. Yadier actually
Well, he was never like fat. Benji and Benji was an absolute
Which one
tank.
Was the one? Was it Benji or...
Jose
that hit for the cycle. One of them hit for the cycle.
I mean, did the other team leave the field for him to get a triple?
It was against the Red Sox. I want to say he played for the Rangers at the time.
I think it's Jose Molina. No, that's Benji Molina.
What do we got right now on the numbers here? I don't want to let you guys.
Donnie's at 10. Home runs, O'Neill Cruz, second half of the season. 10 homers, O'Neill Cruz to Don. Going once. I'll go 11.
Mm.
Oh, but you hate O'Neill Cruz so much. No, I see a bargain when it's there.
How many games have they played this year? 90-plus? He's at 16.
11 homers, O'Neill Cruz, second half of the season. To me, going once, going twice.
12.
Wow.
12 homers.
That was like a Kurt Angle count there, Malzie. He was about to bring the hand down.
Don football, O'Neill
Cruz,
second half of
the season. I don't know if you made the right move kicking out here.
Going once, going twice. Sold, you bought him.
I think Pony might have worked you into a shoot there.
Well, I think he's going to hit 30.
I mean, if that's like your North Star here, then I guess that's fine. Also, I believe you do have...
I have him at 27.
Over 27. You have to double down.
Man, you are pot committed on Nelly. O'Neill Cruz. All right. Next up, Paul Skeens second half wins. I'll go one.
Huh.
One Paul Skeens win two. In the second half.
I'm gonna be brave and go two here. Poor guy.
I'll go three.
God, it's really sick what this number is going to come out to, too.
I don't think my prediction on his Cy Young season will be far off. I said 7-16 with a 2.08 ERA.
Can you imagine if he went 7-16 with like a 190 ERA, how sick
and
that
he's
would
what, 4-8?
He's not going to win it if those are his stats. I hate to say it because Zach Wheeler's going to be close enough.
And his team's good.
But that shouldn't matter, but you're right. Actually, it should matter a little bit. I have a theory on that. Because I think those guys are pitching in more important games, so I don't think all games are created equal. So if their numbers are close, I would give the edge to Wheeler.
But it is an individual. You're saying, though, that a team around him being crappy is still influencing an individual award.
Yeah, I know. But I said, that's why
I modified it
from it doesn't matter to it matters a little bit.
If you like thought that Paul Skeens was like a guy who folds up like a cheap tent in the clutch, I think that would be one thing.
Well, but
I don't believe that to be the case.
I mean, I know that the Bengals weren't bad last year and they were technically fighting for a playoff spot, mm-hmm. but don't you think that was the difference in Josh Allen winning the award over Burrow?
Was Burrow second, or I thought Jackson was
no,
second?
No, Jackson was second, but let's say Burrow's team won 12 games. I think he would have won the MVP last year.
I'm trying to think of how much
I
think that's right, but I'm trying to think of how much of their early season struggles were his fault.
Some of them were his fault.
So I think that's like a counterpoint to that.
I know, but like if
he's a major part of the reason. What has Paul Skeens done to actually be in this predicament?
I know. I mean, I could get a fine-tooth comb out and say,
yeah, he's had one or two bad starts. Yep. He's also had how many starts where he's gone, like seven or eight?
All right, so I guess it's going to be mine here. Three
how
wins,
many?
Paul Skeens, second
Four.
Half. Four wins to Malzie, second half of the season for Paul Skeens. Going once, going twice, sold you bottom.
Doesn't feel great.
I think you got worked into a shoot there, brother.
I like mine better than Donnie's.
Well, yes, because you bid on it and took it, and you didn't bid
on
Cruz.
Do I want to bet on Paul Skeens essentially to be great, so great that his teammates can't drag him down like a collective anchor, or do I want to bet on O'Neal
Don't
Cruz?
Bring me down.
They'll keep doing it. They'll keep dragging him down.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe I should have thought that through.
He's like ELO. He's saying, don't bring me down.
Bruce.
And they are. Over and over again. All right.
We had somebody, by the way, suggest in the YouTube comments that Skeens, after tonight's game, was going to try to defect to the Yankees by hiding in somebody's luggage. That he's so sad. Like one of those old Cuban defector stories.
Or Malkin.
Well, that was a scary one, too. Anyway.
All right. Pirates win second half of the season.
Oh, boy.
How many games will they play in the second half?
So they're at 39-58 right now. Better said after the All-Star break.
They have 97 games they've played, so they have 65 games left.
Donnie, I think you need to point out you need to have the record state that these are all after the All-Star break, not technically second half of the season.
Yes.
So post
All-Star break.
Yeah, all of these are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 39-58. So that means they've played
97
games. 97 games, yeah.
And they have 65 left.
Yep.
Oh.
I will say they win 10 games in this after the All-Star break.
I'll say they win 13 games.
I'll give them 15.
I'll go 16.
I will go 20.
I'll go 21.
22.
23.
24.
25.
26.
27. wins post All-Star break. Your Pittsburgh Pirates, to me, going once, going twice. So I bought him.
He wanted us to bite.
I know. I think we got him.
How many home games do they have after the All-Star break?
Oh, they got the White Sox right here.
How many
Friday,
games?
Friday, Saturday,
and then
Sunday.
They got the Leland Cup, and then they got the Diamondbacks at home. I could get off to a red hot start here.
So wait a minute.
I could leave you boys in the dust.
In the Leland Cup, they're going to go and play 59-38 Detroit and just mop the floor with them, huh?
I mean, they mopped the floor with the Cardinals and Mets at home, Malzi.
And then what happened?
Yeah, they went on the road, but those games aren't in Detroit. They're right here Pittsburgh.
I'm not willing to concede that this team is suddenly just.
By the way, I think we need to go to that game on Wednesday.
Three on the road against Colorado. That's going to be the resistible force meeting the movable object.
You think we might get Scoobal versus Skeens this time around?
Man, you know what this is going to come down to, Donnie? They're going to be like 26-33 with six games left. Three on the road in Cincy, three on the road in Atlanta. Can they win two of them? And they're going to go a reverse Donnie football and go 1-5.
I was going to say, can you get the luck I had at the end of June?
Why do you guys keep rooting for all my stuff to blow up in my face? You're rooting for me to get punched in the face.
I didn't say I was rooting for that. That part would have been, that would be kind of like wild and funny, but I wouldn't actually say I'm rooting for it.
If Jeff walked in here and karate kicked me in the face, you would not laugh?
No, yes. I would laugh incredibly hard. Like I'd be doubled over. It would just be so jarring to see Jeff choose violence.
I mean, just
that
imagine
way.
That, like he does the crane kick.
And I feel like if the shoe were on the other foot and I like ninja kicked Jeff in the face, he'd be like, yo, what are you doing? Well, what's wrong with you?
I would agree with that. Because I think if we were assembling a list of fan listeners who want to see Jeff get kicked in the face, I couldn't even count them on one hand.
Like, if I did that to
the fast part of the action.
If I did that to Pomp, you guys would call 911 immediately, and you'd want all the authorities here to, like, haul me out.
Yes,
haul
because
me off to
Pomp
jail.
Is in his mid 60s and has, like, I think, what, he's had, like, heart stuff going on.
But if Pomp did that to me, it'd be like the number one watched video on TikTok for an entire year.
Yes, I think there's a common thread here is that people
want to see me kicked in the face, and you guys are included in that group. I'm fine with the other people. It's you two being like all in favor of me getting kicked in the face that I'm,
you know,
I
like,
find off-putting.
You know what it's like though, Donnie? It's, we've heard so many stories about him getting punched in the face.
But
and
you're
what have
dying
you.
To see it happen.
But it's like a band. It's like, I always wanted to see them in their prime. And it's like, well, Pony was known for getting punched in the face. I always wanted to see it happen once just to see what it looks like. How does his body react? Does he fall funny? You know?
Like they were auctioning off jerseys at the celebrity softball game last night. I almost went up to Tony and said, why don't we auction off James Harrison tackling me in center field? Because I bet you could get $5,000 on the spot for that right now.
I mean, James might have just paid $5,000 to do it himself.
No, I actually got along with him fine. If there is any kind of bad blood, he was very professional
at
about
his,
it.
So he's, how old is he now? Like 40, what, early 40s?
46, 47?
Yeah, okay, early and mid 40s. Is he still the guy that you would have wanted to be tackled by the least?
No.
Sawyer?
No, Hayward. I think Hayward.
I'd still say Cam.
Cam is a humongous
right.
individual.
He's just like a it's almost difficult to describe. He's just like a
dense.
Massive human.
He doesn't like have
he's
like
not
the,
like insanely tall though, but
no, he's tall.
Just,
but
well,
he's,
no, he's tall, but he's not like we're not talking like 6'8".
You know how James Harrison has like the clear hey, he's got like big like Hulk Hogan biceps and all that stuff. Cam just looks like a massive, like every limb, he's just dad strength personified.
I also feel like he's the one guy that could headbutt you, Chris, and I think you would get injured. I think
oh,
you
that's
would,
a good call.
I think
Harrison's
you'd
got
lose
a pretty big noggin, doesn't he?
No, not, I mean, it's like
is
a,
it just because he's shiny, bald head?
Yeah, like, I think okay. It's more that. But Hayward has a huge head.
I mean, I wouldn't want to find out, and I'm usually pretty confident in those situations. Like, Doran once told me that he was undefeated in fights in his life, and I said, what's your go-to move? And he said, you'd be surprised, but I would just headbutt people.
Would you rather?
I was always like, would he do that to me?
Would you rather have $100 or a Cam Hayward head-sized bowl full of quarters? I'd rather have that.
Head-sized bowl full of quarters is, like, easy.
It is a huge head.
I could retire on a Mulsey-sized bowl of quarters. Just be like, all right, we're cashing in, boys.
All right, is Brown...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.